Hello and welcome to the fifth fight in the Kumite RPG playtest series, Boxing vs. Capoeira. For this match, I'm going to try something a little different. Up until this point, we've been using D20s for the attack level rolls as well as the attack and defense rolls. And it occurred to me earlier this morning that there's a big gap between a good roll and a bad roll on a D20. Obviously, a 1 versus 20 makes a 19 difference. And that gap tends to be the determining factor, whether or not a technique succeeds or fails. And hence, kind of rendering the other stats almost irrelevant. And I've been looking back through the first four fights, and it almost seems 100% that that is actually what happens. You roll good on the D20 and your technique is going to win. So to counteract that, I thought for this match I would use a D6. Obviously, you know, 1 versus 6 only equals a 5. So a good roll and a bad roll, not a huge difference, and hopefully that will bring the importance of the stats, make them more relevant to the outcome of the attacks and the defenses. So that's going to be the big change for this game. So just a quick recap of our fighter's stats. The boxer has a stamina of 13, a toughness of 10, reflexes of 11, strength of 15, speed of 17, balance of 9, and agility of 8. While the capoeira has a stamina of 13, toughness of 10, reflexes of 11, strength of 8, speed of 9, balance of 15, and agility of 17. So let's get this fight started. In terms of attack levels, obviously they were determined by D20s values, but for this one, it's obviously against the D6. So I've decided to set the capoeira attack level at 1. He got knocked out in the last fight against the judoka, and I think the capoeiran's best attack is to go at it 10 tenths, don't defend. He has good attacks, he has strong attacks, and he also has he runs out of stamina pretty quick. So I don't think the long game is for a capoeiran, so I think he's just going to go for it. So he's going to have an attack level of 1. And for this fight, the attack level for the box is going to be 3, which would have been an equivalent of a 10 on a d20, basically meaning it's a 50-50 split between attack and defense. So the boxer, he can afford to take his time in this fight a little bit more. He's got some really solid defenses. And so hopefully he can weather the capoeiran storm, but we will find out. So without further ado, let's get it on. Round 1, fight. Rolling for initiative, boxer rolls a 2, and the capoeira rolls a 5. So capoeira will go first, rolling his attack roll. Gets a 2, he will be attacking. And now for technique, he rolls a 2. And I don't have my playtest rules in front of me, so 2 seconds while I open up that document. Mad Professional. Oh, and of course it's in Parallels Desktop, so it's going to take that a little bit longer. Need some elevator music here. Do, 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 do. Okay, and get rid of you. And still waiting for my, what is going on? Come on, Windows, you're killing me here. Wow. What are you? You're Windows 10. Okay, that's interesting. Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to have to start this recording again, I think. Yes, please. Why are you document recovering me? Just close. Pardon me. Well, that was an adventure. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but Windows 10 is now finally back up and not being a knob. So thanks, Windows 10. Okay, where were we? Capoeira was attacking. What riveting podcasting material this is. So here we go. Capoeira. Level 1 attacks. And I rolled a 2, which equates to Asphyxiate. It has a primary skill of agility, a secondary skill of balance, a difficulty of 9, and does 1 damage. So let's roll this one up. He rolls a 2. He will get his standard 17 plus 8 plus 9 for difficulty, and there is no stamina points at this point. So 19, 27 makes 36. The boxer will defend with a 2, which is his cover-up. I think this is his best defense. No counter-attack damage, but it does have a difficulty of 10. So it's an easy attack to pull off, and he rolls a 3, so already a slight advantage, and he gets an advantage on the difficulty, and I think he, 20, 28, 38. And so his 38 beats the 36, and his cover-up successfully works. The boxer takes no stamina points on a successful execution of the cover-up, while the Capoeiran takes 1 stamina point on a failed Asphyxiate attempt. So now it is the boxer's turn. He has an attack level of 3. He has to roll higher in order to roll, and he does not. He rolls a 3, and so he will prepare a defense this turn. Back to Capoeira. Rolls a 4. He will be attacking. And rolls a 4 on his technique roll. The 4 on the technique is the Catello, which has a primary skill of agility, a secondary skill of balance, a difficulty of 9, and does 2 damage. But this one is pricey on stamina, 2 on success, and 3 on fail. So let's hope for Capoeiran's sake that he rolls well and can land this damage. And he rolls a 1. Capoeira not having a great time on rolls. And he will take 1 in stamina points penalty on this one. So we've got 18, 26, 35 makes 34. Again, not a super strong attack, but just rolling bad. He rolled a 2 on the first attack. He's rolled a 1 on his second attack. Let's see what technique the boxer uses. And again, he rolls a 2, so he's going to do a cover-up. Rolling for that. He rolls a 4. So, I mean, I think this one's going to easily defeat the attack. We've got 21, 29, 39. So, yeah, 39 against the 34. And again, it's a 1 roll against a 4 roll, which obviously gives him a 3 advantage. Plus, he gets an extra advantage because of the technique difficulty, and he gets an extra point advantage for stamina. So, the boxer easily defends. Again, he takes no stamina points for successfully using the cover-up defense, while the failure of the Catello attack costs the Capoeira 3 stamina points. So that is unfortunate for him. And also, the boxer should have rolled with advantage on that roll, and I always forget that on the first time around. I don't know why. But anyway, we are now up to the boxer, turn 2. He rolls a 4. That beats his attack level, so the boxer now will be attacking. I had this idea of possibly if somebody lands a counter-attack damage, that on their next attacking turn, or if their next turn is an attack, that they should get advantage on that roll. So I might, if it comes into play today, I might actually use that rule as well just to test that out, because I kind of feel like you've blocked, and you've blocked so well that you've been able to counter-attack. You're on the front foot, and if the next, your next turn, obviously, because you've defended and you've counter-attacked, if your next turn is an attack, well, you're kind of on a roll, so maybe you should have advantage on that attack. And I said this in an earlier recording where I think, you know, you're defending and you've always got that advantage on defense, but there's never an advantage on attack. So I think that's not a bad way to incorporate advantage on attack. So I might use that rule as well today, just see how that plans out. Anyway, enough waffling. Rolling for the boxer's attack technique, and he rolls a 6. The 6 is the hook. The hook for the boxer has a primary skill of speed, a secondary skill of strength, a difficulty of 7, so not super easy to execute, but does do 2 damage. And it's only a 1 stamina point on both success and fail. So let's roll this one up for the boxer. And he rolls a 2. He'll get his 17 plus 8. It has a difficulty of 7, and he is still on 0 stamina. He has spent no energy yet. So 19 makes 27 makes 34. So that's not a bad attack. Rolling for the Capoeira defense technique, rolls a 5, which is the Quater de Quattro. In his last fight, he rolled so poorly on this particular technique. I think that was his downfall. So hopefully in this fight, he will do a little better. So we're rolling up now the Equator to Quattro defense, and he rolls a 6. Good for him. And again, he gets that. His reflexes are... Oh, that's right, he's down on reflexes. He doesn't have great reflexes, our Capoeira. He does get an advantage on the difficulty, but he will lose 4 points because of stamina. So this could be a close one. So that makes 27, 29, 37 makes 33. Oh, he loses by a point. He loses by a point, even though he rolled a 6 against a 2. It's the 4 points. You see, his stamina, so he's already up to 4 stamina points. So that basically null and voided his advantage on the 2 versus 6 roll. And then he lost points. He lost 2 points against the boxer because of reflexes. And he gained a point back because of the technique, but it wasn't enough. And so in the end, looks like the stamina was his downfall. He rolled a 33 in defense against a 34 on attack. So the boxer, he deals 2 hit points of damage to the Capoeira fighter. The Capoeira fighter will take 2 hit points, 2 stamina points for a failed execution of the Equator de Quattro, and his bad run on that particular technique continues, while the boxer on his hook will take just 1 stamina point for the successful execution of a hook. And that ends turn 2. So turn 3, back to the Capoeira, attack roll, rolls a 4, he will be attacking, and he's going to attack with, on the roll of a 6, an armada attack. Now this one deals 3 hit points of damage, has a difficulty of 8, so which is not too bad for the damage, is expensive on stamina though. And again, this is kind of where Capoeira, he needs to start landing these hits. I mean, he's actually behind on hit points when his entire strategy was just come out swinging as hard as he could and really start, because he gets 3 hit points on the armada, he gets 2 hit points on the Esquiva Buxa. On the Catello. So he's got some big hit point damage techniques, but he's just not quite pulling them off. Anyway, back to the Armada attack. So, rolling for the Armada, and hopefully he rolls well. We want to see the Capoeira have a go. He rolls a 3. That's pretty average. It has a difficulty of 8, and he will lose out, though, because he is on 6 stamina points now. That's going to really hurt him, I think. So 20, 28, 35 makes 29. Yeah, see, he's already at 6. It's a 6-point advantage to the boxer on every attack defense. So even on a poor defensive roll here, the boxer's probably going to be able to defend. He rolls a 5 for his defending technique, which is bobbing, which has a counterattack. Counterattack damage. I have this down as a primary skill of speed, but I remember wanting to make this balance, that idea that he has to move and keep his balance before he can counterattack. And that will help. That will help the Capoeira here, because the boxer's balance only gets a 9. It's one of his weaker, it's his second weakest stat. So it might make a difference. Let's find out. Rolling to see if the boxer can execute the bobbing technique. And he rolls a 6. He only gets, where is it? He only gets 9. Then his reflex is halved and doubled, makes 6. And it has a difficulty of 8, and he is on 1. That roll might just be good enough. Oh, maybe not. No, I don't think it's going to be good, because the balance, a 9, up against the primary skill of the attack, which was a 17. So, I mean, there's an 8-point difference there. So, hopefully, Capoeira lands this one. Makes 15, 21, 29, 28. Wow. So, a defense of 28, narrowly losing to the attack of 29. And the Capoeira does get to do some damage. And he did it with his Armada, which is the biggest hit that he has. So, he's going to now deal 3 hit points of damage to the boxer. He will take 2 stamina points. That takes him up to 8 with a maximum of 13, and it's only the first round. So he is going to be in a world of trouble come the second round, I think. While the boxer, who attempted a bobbing defense, failed, so he also takes 2 stamina. but that leaves him on 3 stamina. So he's still pretty healthy coming into the second half of this third turn. So rolling for the attack, and he rolls a 6. The boxer will attack, and he's going to use the technique number 1, the good old jab. Nice, easy one. Doesn't do a lot of damage. Doesn't cost a lot to try. So rolling for the jab. Rolls a 5. Boxer rolling very well today. It has a difficulty of 9. And we'll take off 3 stamina. So we've got 22, 30, 39 makes 36. Super strong. Super strong attack with the new D6 rule that we're trying today. The capoeira will defend with technique number 1. The asphyxiate. Rolling this one up. Rolls a 3. He gets, capoeira and reflexes. So he only gets 6 for that one. So he's already behind. He's behind. Yeah, he's behind by 4 already. He has the same, and he'll lose out big time now on the stamina, where he loses 8 points on this one. Yeah, so this is definitely going to fail. 20, 26, 35 minus 8. 35 minus 8 is 27. So there we go. 27 loses out big time to the 36 attack. He will take 1 hit point of damage from the jab. He will also take 1 stamina point on a failed asphyxiate attempt. While the boxer, I think a successful jab costs nothing. No, a successful jab costs 1 stamina point. And that's the end of turn 3. Back to capoeira turn 4. And he rolls a 3. He will be attacking with the technique. Oops, stick dice. With the technique number 5. Another big hitter. Again, the armada. So he's got to land these to get that hit point advantage to win the rounds. That's his whole strategy. So hopefully he can land this. But he's up against it now because he really is. He's, 5 behind on stamina. So he needs to roll very well now. Let's see what happens. He rolls a 5. That's a good start. It has a difficulty of 8, but he does lose out 9 on stamina. 22, 30, 38 makes 29. That stamina's really starting to hurt him now. Let's see how the boxer defends this attack with a 6. That, again, is the bobbing. So this is a good chance because he has a weak balance score. Does get counterattack opportunity. But does roll a 5, so that's a good roll. Just a balance of 9, technique difficulty of 8, so he's miles in front at this point, but he will, and then the boxer's reflexes. He only gets a 6 there as well. Then he gets an 8, and he loses 4 for stamina. Oh, gee whiz, it's going to be close. 16 makes 22 makes 30. Minus 4 makes 26. Oh, so close. So the capoeira does land the armada attack. 29 against 26. The armada deals 3 hit points of damage. The bobbing technique costs 2 stamina points on a fail. And the armada technique costs 2 stamina points on success. All right. Boxer's turn. The capoeira is 3 stamina points away from being gassed before the first round is even done. But he is ahead on HP, 6 versus 3. So if he can last this round, he'll win this round. But the boxer is still 4 hit points away from being knocked out. So it's a pretty even contest, I guess. When the capoeira, he's gone for his all-out attacks. He knew he was going to get gassed. But he is finally starting to land some damage. So let's see what the boxer does on this turn. He rolls a 4. That is an attack. He rolls another 4 for his technique. So he will be using the cross technique. I'm just going to write this down. There we go. All right, roll this one up. He rolls a 3. The difficulty on a cross is an 8, and he's now at 6 stamina. So that's 20, 28, makes 36, minus 6 is a 30. The capoeira's defense technique is a 1, asphyxiate. So let's roll this one up. He rolls a 4, so he's still in this one, I guess. He takes the primary skill. He has reflexes, capoeira reflexes. That's right, always a 6. Difficulty of 9, but I think his stamina is probably going to be too big. 10. So, I mean, the box has already got a 4-point advantage on stamina. It's going to be very close again. 21 makes 27, makes 36, minus 10 is 26. So not as close as I thought it was going to be. Let's see, he was up one. He's up. Up one, then down two, then up one. Yeah, okay. Either way, the Asphyxiate fails against the Cross of the Boxer. So he will take one stamina point for a failed Asphyxiate. And looking at the cross, it deals one damage. Just the one damage. There we go. I thought it did more than that. So one damage to Capoeira. And cost the boxer one stamina point for success. Alrighty, end of turn 4, round 1. The boxer has 6 HP, 6 damage. The Capoeira has 4 damage, so Capoeira leading the round. Boxer has 6 stamina points as opposed to 11 stamina points for the Capoeira. He will be gassed in 2 stamina points with 1 turn to go in the first round. So back to the Capoeira. His attack level roll. Rolls a 3. He will be attacking using the Armada attack again. So big HP damage if he can land it. Let's roll this one up. Hopefully he rolls well. Rolls a 3. Not great. Has a difficulty of 8, but his stamina is now 11. Very, very punishing. 20, 28, makes 36, 35. So it's only 25. Shouldn't be too hard to defend that for the boxer, especially if he rolls, say, like a cover-up. But he rolls a 6. That's a hard one for him to execute, but he does get counter-attack option. So rolling now for the bobbing defense. And rolls a 1. Ooh. And he uses balance and 9. That's such a big difference. It has an 8. But he does have a big advantage on stamina. So let's see what happens. Sorry, he gets 9. And reflexes of 6. That's right. And then it has a difficulty of 8. And he is on 7 for stamina. Okay, so let's see. That makes 10, 16, 24 minus 7. He's got it. 24 minus 7 is only a 17 defense. So the boxer fails. Fails to use his bobbing defense. And the Capoeira does land his Armada, which is his strongest attack. So the boxer will take another 3 hit points of damage, taking him up to 9. He is 1 hit point away from being knocked out. He will also take 2 stamina points for a failed execution of his bobbing technique, while the Armada costs our Capoeira 2 stamina, and our Capoeira is now gassed with 1 turn left in the 5th turn, one player turn left of the 5th turn of the first round. Gassed, but he is only 1 hit point away from victory. So his all-out attack certainly put him in a position to maybe win, but he's going to be struggling to get this last hit because he rolls with disadvantage while gassed. But he does only have to survive this, and he'll get half of his stamina points back between rounds. So this strategy might actually prove to be quite effective. Anyway, Boxer's 5th turn, rolling his attack level, and he rolls a 6. He will be attacking, and he will be using technique number 5, which is the hook. So we're going to roll this one up. Let's make a note of that here. Alrighty, rolling. He rolls a 3. Has a difficulty of 7. He has 9 stamina. 20, 28, 27. Makes 18. Not a super strong attack, but our Capoeira will lose 13 on his defense, and he rolls with disadvantage because he's now gassed. He will use the technique number 2, the Asphyxiate, which kind of sounds like that means out of breath, like to be asphyxiated. So irony, because he's gassed. Let's see. So he's going to use that technique, against the, I believe it was the hook. He rolls a 5, so he outrolls. Let's just see how this Vinciata uses balance. He gets a 15 for balance. It has reflexes, is a 6, difficulty of 9, but I think, yeah, I think the big difference here is going to be 13. Yeah. Boxer, again, has a plus 4 advantage in all of these tests. Oh, actually, and he had the roll disadvantage, so that 5 doesn't count. Reroll, though, and he gets another 5, so the 5 does actually stand. 20, 26, 35, and then minus 13, 35. I want to make sure I get the math right here. So 20, 26, 35, goes down to 25, goes down to 22. Wow, he survives. The defense stands. So there we go. So no counter. Hang on, Asfixiate is an attack. No, that's a defense. No, Asfixiate is an attack. I should have used the Cocorina. It fortunately has all of the same stats. No counter attack, but uses agility instead of balance. So we've actually given him even 2 more. So yeah, ultimately, wrong name, same stats. Actually, slightly better stats for our Capoeiran. So the defense still stands. And so he will take just 1 stamina point for successfully executing and no hit points. Our boxer on an attempted hook will take 1 stamina point as well on a fail. And so that is the end of the first round. Wow. Action-packed. Both fighters attacked on every single turn with the exclusion of the boxer who defended on his first turn. Otherwise, that was attack central. In the end of the first round, the boxer took 9 hit points of damage while the Capoeiran only took 4. So he wins the first round. We now get to reclaim some stamina points. The boxer will get half his back, so that will take him down to 5 stamina. One, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the Capoeiran, who desperately needs this, he's on 14. So he will reclaim 7, which will put him on 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So he'll start the second round with 7 stamina points as opposed to the boxer's 5. And that's a big help for him. And he is also only one. He's only got to hit the boxer once for 1 hit point, and this fight is over. So that will be very interesting to see how that pans out. The Capoeiran's strategy may very well work. Let's see what happens in the second round. So rolling for initiative second round. Boxer rolls a 4 against the Capoeiran's 1. Boxer will go first. Rolling his attack level. He rolls a 1. He will prepare a defense at the start of the second round. Capoeira's attack level roll. Rolls a 5. He will be attacking. And he will be using number 2. Which is the Asfixiate attack. So let's roll this one up. He rolls a 4, which is pretty solid. No, that's right, yeah. Just getting myself a little bit confused there, but all good. And he's on 7 stamina. 21 makes 29, makes 38, makes 32. So that's a solid attack. Let's see how the boxer defends it. He defends with a 4, which makes it his blocking technique. Has a difficulty of 10, so this is easy. But uses speed, so yeah, this should be a pretty solid defense for the boxer. And he rolls a 6, oof, which is a crit in the new dice roll. Which may or may not have already happened. I meant to mention that earlier, that a 6 would equal a crit. There have been, there might have been a couple of crits already that I didn't use. So there we go, that's a crit with this new D6 rule. And when you crit, you hit as a rule. So we don't halve the secondary, we don't halve the reflexes because it's a defensive move. So he gets 11 instead of a 6, that's going to help. Plus he gets 10, and he's got advantage on stamina of 5. So yeah, this block will easily work. Math is 23, 34, 44, wow, 41 defense. Big defense. No counterattack damage, so he takes no hit points, so survives, because he's only got to take one hit point and this game is over. I mean, he should have rolled with advantage as well, didn't he, because he rolled a 6 on his first hit. So, he takes one stamina point for a successful defense, and I believe he was attempting a Catello. Was it a Catello? No, it was Asphyxiate. It was Asphyxiate. So he will take a stamina point for a fail, and there is no damage dealt. All right, we are back to the boxer. Turn 2. He rolls a 6. He will be attacking this turn. And he rolls a 2. That's a technique roll, which makes it his jab. So the simplest of all the techniques. So he's going for a jab and rolls a 2. He gets the full complement, 17 plus 8. I believe the jab has a difficulty of 9. He is on 6 stamina points. So math, 19 makes 27, makes 36 minus 6. So 30, that's solid. Let's just see how the Capoeirian can defend this one now. Technique roll. Rolls a 2. That's going to be the Asphyxiate. So we're going to roll this one up. And he rolls a 6. That's a crit. So that's going to help big time. He uses his... No, it's not Asphyxiate. That's Cockerina. I think I've done that for every single Capoeirian fight, is I've been using his Asphyxiate as a defense and an attack. So apologies for that. I don't think it makes a huge difference, but anyway. So he uses agility, which is his best score, so he gets a 17. He doesn't halve his reflexes, so he gets the full 11. It has a difficulty of 9, and he is on 8 stamina. I think he might just get away with this one. 23 makes 34, makes 42 minus 8, gives him 34, and yes. Defends successfully, so he takes another stamina point for successfully defending the jab, while the boxer also takes a stamina point and no damage is dealt. We are back to the Capoeirian's turn 2. Rolls a 1. He won't be attacking this round. He will prepare a defense. So there we go. It had to happen eventually. And so now we are back to the boxer. His attack level roll. Rolls a 5. He will be attacking with technique number 6, which is the hook. So let's roll this one up. Rolls a 4. Then the hook is standard, so 17 plus 8 plus difficulty of 7. This does 2 damage though, so that's pretty tasty. And he gets 6 on stamina. So we're looking pretty healthy for this attack. 21, 29. Makes 36 minus 6 makes 30. That's pretty solid. Capoeirian's going to have to defend pretty well here. He rolls a 4, which means he will use the Esquiva Baixa defense. No counterattack damage possible here, so the boxer will survive this round no matter what. Let's see how he rolls it up. Rolls a 1. Oh, this isn't great. Does use balance. Yeah, that's right, because he only gets the 15, and he only gets half the reflexes, which is a 6. This is definitely going to fail. And he also has 9 stamina, so he's behind by a bit on this one. 16 makes 22, makes 31, minus 9 makes 22, yes. Defense of a 22 is beaten by the attack of a 30. So, I believe, what was he using? He, boxer, had a... difficulty of 7. What is that? The hook? It is the hook. So, Capoeira takes 2 hit points of damage. The boxer takes 1 stamina point for successfully executing his hook technique. And the Capoeira takes 1 stamina point for failing his Esquiva Baixa technique. The boxer attacked, and Capoeira should have rolled with advantage on. So I'm just going to double check this because he rolled a 1. If he rolled with advantage, he'd have rolled a 4. The extra 3 points made no difference. So should have rolled with advantage. Check that. Made no difference to the end result. So we're okay. So we are at turn 3. Capoeira, attack level roll. Rolls a 5. Will be attacking. He really needs to just land this hit. He rolls a 5 on his technique, which is the armada. He's done very well with the armada. And if this lands, it is fight over. So let's see how he goes. Rolling, and a crit here would be amazing. A 6 here would be amazing for Capoeira. And rolls a 5. Tantalizingly close. He gets an 8 for difficulty and minus 10 for stamina. So it's going to be a hard sell. And he really is the crit, I think, just to guarantee it. But anyway, 22, 30, 38, minus 10, 28. 28's doable. 28 is doable. Let's see what the boxer's technique is. A 3, which is the blocking. This is an easy technique to work. It gets a difficulty of 10, and it uses speed. So I would be very surprised. He'd have to roll poorly here. And rolls a 2. It might be enough. It uses speed, which is the boxer's 17, and it uses his reflexes. So he only gets 6. Has a difficulty of 10, so makes up some ground there. And obviously his stamina is 8, so he gets another 2 points back. 19, 25, 35, minus 3 is 27. Whee, look at that. So the boxer gets a defense of 27, does not block the attack of 28 from Capoeira. The Capoeira lands 3 hit points. 1, 2, 3. That puts him on a total of 12 hit points when his toughness is only 10. He has been knocked out. At the end of the third round, the end of the third turn in the second round, by the Capoeiran, who's all out attack strategy. He did get gassed at the end of the first round. He's only 3 stamina points away from being gassed in the second round, so he went at it, but he managed to deal the damage he had to get done. So there you go, fight over. I guess I could update the stamina scores, but it's irrelevant at this point. So there you go, Capoeiran all-out attack strategy did defeat the boxer in this instance. It took him, I think, longer than Capoeira would have hoped, but it got the job done. And ultimately, that is the only thing that matters in this fighting game, isn't it? Get the W. So there we go. Capoeira defeats Boxer by way of knockout at the end of the third turn in the second round with an all-out attack strategy. He only defended once. Otherwise, all of his other turns were attacks. And he did roll the Armada technique, which is his most devastating technique. It does 3 damage. He rolled that several times. He crit on one of them, so he was able to coast that one in. And there we go. Capoeira, all-out attack. It seems like that might be the strategy. I also think the D6s, I think they work really well. I'll have to go back and just see if it was a little more balanced, just using that D6 dice for everything. It gives me less granularity on the attack level. Every number on a D20 represents a 5% tweak in probability, as where on a D6, it's 12% or whatever the 1/6 is as a percentage. So it's not as fine, it's not as granular in that control. Whether or not that's important, I don't know if it is. And I also think the lower variance in the dice score certainly made the technique and the setup of the fighter far more important. I think I'm going to stick with the D6. And we all love a D20. I love a D20. I'm a D&D guy. But I think the mechanics of this game, I think the D6 lends itself more to a fairer fight. Just deprioritizing the dice rolls and increasing the priority of player setup. And it was interesting also, some of the boxer techniques, one of them in particular uses balance, and the boxer has been set up with a very low balance, and that hurt him on, I think, one of the defenses. It wasn't a particularly strong attack, but the balance being set to a 9 really did a number on him. So anyway, good learnings. Fifth of six. So there's one more fight to go in the Kumite RPG playtest series, which will be Aikido versus Judo. And so, yeah, stay tuned for the next installment. Thank you very much for listening.